Chapter 2. Highway Transportation System. Makeup of a Complex System. Today's society has become very mobile. The Highway Transportation System, HTS, a vast network of highways, streets and roads, has been built to accommodate the public and private vehicles that provide this mobility. The HTS is only about 100 years old. In 1902, only about 2,300 cars were on the road and there was only about 150 miles of paved road. However, there were more than 17 million horses using the roadways. Now, there are about 230 million registered vehicles with 4 million miles of paved roads and horse travel has become a leisure activity. The goal of the HTS is to provide safe, rapid and efficient transportation of persons and goods to a desired destination, in an environmentally safe and sound fashion. From pedestrians to the largest transport vehicles, this system is shared by all. A multitude of safety professionals at the local, regional, and national levels are involved in legislating and providing a safe and efficient transportation environment. Each individual road user is the core of the safe and efficient operation of the HTS. The responsibility of each individual is to respect the rules of the system and cooperate with others. As a nation, we rely on our vehicles for our daily needs. We spend at least half as much time stuck in traffic each year as we do going on an annual vacations. No matter where you live, commutes to school or work are getting longer and more snarled with traffic. Roadways have become the number one choice of moving people and goods. Trucks deliver food and other items to stores for us to buy and use. 60% of freight is transported on the roads. Emergency vehicles such as fire trucks and police cars respond to emergencies by way of roads. Yet for all the advantages of motorized transportation, there is a big price to pay. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death among people ages 1 to 34 and the leading cause of injury for all age groups, in the U.S. And through it all, Americans love their cars and the freedom they offer. America's system is one of the largest systems in the world with 4 million miles of public roads and roughly 594,000 bridges. Transit systems operate approximately 226,400 directional route miles, of which 216,620 are non-rail and 9,800 are rail route miles. Local governments own 75% of the nearly 4 million mile roadway network, about half of the nation's bridges, and manage 90% of the transit systems. 75% of highway miles are in rural areas. The highway transportation system exists to provide a safe and efficient mechanism to move people and goods from one location to another. It is a complex system with many diverse elements. Three main components. The highway transportation system consists of three major components. People. This consists of several different groups, including the drivers and passengers in the vehicles, pedestrians, construction workers, police officers, emergency personnel and children at play. Vehicles. Many types of vehicles utilize the HTS including cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, large commercial trucks, buses, recreational vehicles, motorcycles, mopeds, farm vehicles, emergency vehicles, construction vehicles, bicycles, military vehicles, and pedestrians. Roads. Many types of roads make up the HTS including interstates, U.S. highways, state highways, county roads, toll roads and parkways. The highway transportation system is an important system to our way of life and to our economy in allowing personal and individual transportation. Freedom to come and go as we wish. Going to work, to shop, to school. Social and recreation activities. Choice and length of vacations. The HTS is important to the economy of our nation due relative to manufacture of motor vehicle, building and maintenance of highways, motor carriers as transporters of goods, gasoline and tire industries, travel and recreation industry, automobile maintenance and repair industry, management of the highway transportation system. There are six means of management of the highway transportation system. 1. The Department of Motor Vehicles regulates driver's licenses, truck weights and operators, license plates, fees registration, taxes, and titles to name a few of the items this branch of government controls. 2. Law enforcement agencies such as local city police, the Highway Patrol, and sheriff's departments as well as other enforcement agencies work together to help maintain safe travel. 3. The traffic courts located in various locals in the country help to assure proper enforcement of the law. 4. Engineering works in two ways. Highway engineering works to make our HTS the safest system in the world, and vehicle engineering works to make vehicles safer and easier to operate. 5. The emergency response system and trauma centers in the U.S. work to reduce the losses caused by collisions both at the time of the crash and afterwards. 6. By educating the public with the use of public service announcements, high school driver education programs, truck driving schools, substance abuse instruction, and private driver education schools, individuals can be better prepared and informed regarding the HTS. The goal of educating the public is to impart knowledge of the rules of the road, the basic skills involved in vehicle operation, and instill and reinforce attitudes consistent with safe driving. An educated and informed public will produce safer drivers and measurably lower crash rates. Traffic collision costs. Vehicular collisions lead to tremendous social and economic costs. When someone is killed in a car crash, a whole range of people, from family members to friends and acquaintances, feel the terrible loss. Economically, in addition to lost wages, crash injuries contribute to expenses for medical care, emergency services, nursing home care, rehabilitation, home modifications, insurance administration, and property damage that amount to billions of dollars each year. However, the biggest price society pays for transportation collisions is personal. Lives can change in an instant. Just imagine how parents feel when they get a phone call telling them that their child has been injured or killed in a vehicle collision. Traffic collisions have become the number one cause of teenage deaths. In traffic, we judge ourselves by how safe the system is by the number of collisions and deaths per 100 million miles traveled. We are currently near 1.6 deaths per 100 million miles traveled. This is down from 4.7 deaths 40 years ago. Most of this decrease is due to seatbelts, airbags, and improved safety features in vehicles. Loosely translated, this means that about 44,000 people die on our highway system each year. Millions more are injured, and we spend hundreds of billions on this issue. The current statistics indicate that traffic collisions have become an epidemic. If automobile crashes were an illness, the CDC would be trying to figure out a cure. In 2011, there were more than 32,367 highway fatalities nationally. On a positive note, this number of traffic fatalities was down to the lowest since 1949, despite the fact that the number of miles driven by Americans has gone up. More than 2.3 million drivers and passengers were treated in emergency rooms as the result of being injured in motor vehicle crashes in 2009. The total economic cost of motor vehicle crashes in 2000 was $231 billion. This is equal to $820 for every person living in the U.S. Lost market productivity accounted for $61 billion, while property damage accounted for $59 billion. Medical expenses totaled $33 billion and travel delay accounted for $26 billion. The Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections has identified the five leading causes of motor vehicles crashes in Louisiana, 2010, as 1. Careless and/or reckless operation. 2. Failure to yield. 3. Following too closely. 4. Speeding. 5. Unknown, unspecified. In 2010, fatalities, injuries, and property damage in Louisiana as a result of motor vehicle crashes cost on average each licensed driver in Louisiana $1,855 each year. The current statistics can be obtained from http://datareports.lsu.edu/. The HTS is often crowded. In the U.S., 88% of the population has a driver's license, which translates to approximately 202 million drivers. At times, 194 million drivers are on the roads, in addition to 55 million pedestrians and bicyclists using the HTS. Add to this, no two users will be the same, and the amount of variables is staggering. Each driver, pedestrian and bicyclist will all have different perspectives, needs and emotions as they operate on the roadways and use this system. With all of this traffic, it is inevitable for drivers and pedestrians to make mistakes and drive recklessly. That is why it is important to be able to anticipate and learn to cope with unsafe practices of others. As you utilize the highway transportation system, you will notice a wide variety of vehicles upon the roadways. Each of these vehicles has different handling, braking, speed control, and performance capabilities. Another factor in how the vehicle performs is the condition of the vehicle. The equipment it has, the age of the vehicle, and whether or not regular maintenance has been performed on the vehicle all affect its handling. The drivers of each of these vehicles want safe, rapid, and efficient use of the system. The size and speed of these vehicles sharing the same system can create real problems. All of these factors can affect the way you drive. Understanding the difference in the types of vehicles and how each performs is important to you as a driver. While you may never drive a large commercial truck or a motorcycle, understanding other vehicles' capabilities is as important to you as knowing the traffic laws. People who drive at unsafe speeds are a major hazard, particularly on freeways and expressways. This does not necessarily mean that these people are driving too fast. They may be driving under the posted speed limit, yet still too fast for existing weather, traffic conditions, or even their own physical health. Number and types of highways. There are many different types of highways throughout the highway transportation system. The design of the highway is based on the anticipated volume and composition of the traffic utilizing the highway. This includes the lane width, shoulder width, and type and width of the median area. Parish road. A parish road is a road that is regulated and maintained by a certain parish. State highway. A highway that is regulated by the state. Example: LA1. U.S. highway. A nationally regulated highway that is a predecessor to the Interstate Highway Program that was adopted in 1926. Highways like US 1 and US 6 are examples. Interstate highways. These highways were created by Dwight D. Eisenhower in the 50s. These are expressways that crisscross the country that carry large volumes of traffic. Even numbered highways go east and west. ODD numbered highways go north and south. Expressways. A national term that high-volume roads are called. They are divided highways with at least four lanes. Most in the country are commissioned as interstates. Freeways, same as expressways. This term is used out west, especially in California. Tollways. A highway that collects tolls. Usually from toll booths a couple miles apart on a highway. Turnpikes, another type of a tollway. The main difference is that these roads collect tolls using a ticket system. You get a ticket when you get on the highway and you pay the ticket when you get off. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is the first modern turnpike in the country. Other examples are the Massachusetts Turnpike and the now-defunct Connecticut Turnpike. Parkway. A divided highway that has lots of trees and plants around, usually very beautiful and scenic highways. Divided highways. Highways with lanes going in the opposite directions divided by a median or some sort of barrier between them. Other names for divided highways: skyways, beelines, and toll roads. Limited access highway. A highway where access is limited to signed exits. Partial access highways. A highway that allows access at other streets, probably at a stoplight, though driveways and other forms of access are not allowed. Full access highways. Any road that is divided has driveways and any other type of access allowed. Early American roads were built along trails. Most were designed with little or no thought for the future. Now engineers are carefully designing and thinking of routes that best fit everyone. The need for better and safer roads is a challenge for highway engineers. The engineers must design roads using scientific principles and standards. They have a large responsibility to ensure the safety of vehicles on the highways. Newer highways are designed with wider shoulders, gentle curves and grades in an effort to reduce the number of crashes. Reduction of roadside obstacles is necessary to reduce the severity of the injury if a vehicle leaves the highway. Impact of road conditions on driving. Road conditions play a major role in the safe operation of vehicles. Good pavement conditions are important for traction and stopping quickly. When roadways are well-maintained, drivers have a better chance of staying on the roadway. Swerving to avoid potholes, staying out of ruts, and watching for shoulder drop-offs are all hazards drivers face on poorly maintained roadways. Weather can also impact the road conditions. Rain, Even a drizzle can cause a vehicle's tires to lose traction. Too much water on the road can cause a vehicle's tires to start skimming on the surface of the water instead of gripping the road. This condition is called hydroplaning. To help eliminate this hazard, engineers design roadways to carry the water away quickly and construct the face of the pavement with grooves and rough texture to help tires maintain better traction and avoid skids. Another recent innovation is electronic signs that post warnings about hazardous conditions such as fog, high winds, or ice storms. In areas of the country where snow is common, engineers are designing roads that have areas beside them for snow storage. The snowplow comes through and pushes the snow to the curb or edge of the road. The Federal Highway Administration, FHWA, is a federal agency that has the chief responsibility of improving roadway safety. The FHWA makes efforts to educate the public about roadway safety and find ways to reduce the number of fatalities on the highway. To drive safely on the HTS, you must follow many rules and laws. As you observe these rules, you must know what traffic lights and signs mean. Traffic lights, signs, and right-of-way devices and rules tell you what to do or when to stop at an intersection. These devices can be defined by color, shape, and information contained in them. You should always pay attention to traffic regulation devices used in the HTS, as they are an important aspect of driving. Safety features have been added to the highways in an effort to reduce collisions. Retro-reflective signs and pavement markings help nighttime drivers. Forgiving roadside hardware such as breakaway poles and guardrails, skid-resistant pavement, and all-weather pavement markings also help minimize the severity of collisions. Rumble strips alert the driver that he is veering off the road or heading into a different lane. Intersections are a hazard to drivers. About 40% of all crashes occur at intersections. Efforts to improve intersections include exclusive turn lanes, roundabouts, and synchronized traffic signals. Remember that as a driver, you are part of the HTS. As part of the system, you have driving responsibilities to protect yourself and your passengers. You also have a responsibility towards other drivers, pedestrians, and personal property. Safely sharing the roadway is essential for avoiding crashes. The most important factor in the regulation of the highway transportation system is the driver who obeys traffic laws and follows the golden rule of driving to treat others the way you would want to be treated.